Did you ever wonder why there are so many Bible translations, even within any single given language? And does every one of the world's 7,000 languages really need its own Bible translation? Jack Popchus is a career linguist and translator who answers our questions about scripture translation in this series of programs called The Why and How of Bible Translation. It is based on his book by the same name. Now with today's episode, here's Jack Popchus.
The author's preface, my linguistic background. For 12 years, as I grew up in the Netherlands, I was surrounded by the sound of various languages. Dutch was the common language, but during my early years, I also heard plenty of German from the occupying soldiers. My father and mother grew up in the northern province of Friesland and invariably spoke Frisian to each other when they wanted to hide something from me. A huge incentive for me to learn to understand Frisian and not let them know that I understood. I learned to sing some hymns in English in grade school and was exposed to French and given lessons by an aunt who spoke it fluently. I read voraciously in Dutch until I was 12 years old. Then our family emigrated to Canada and I learned English by reading comics from the magazine rack in the drugstore. After a few months, I got a library card and read books in English, going through them as fire goes through kindling. Since then, I have become proficient in two more languages, Portuguese and Kannada. In Bible school, I compared my Dutch Statenvertaling Bible with my English King James Version Bible and noticed many differences, even though both translations were translated from the same source text at about the same time in the early 1600s. This piqued my interest in the principles and techniques of Bible translation. After completing 3 years of biblical training, my wife and I began linguistic training in 1964, joined Wycliffe Bible Translators, moved to Brazil in 1966, and began research work with the Kannada people in 1968, learning their culture and unwritten language. In 1990, we left them with literacy materials in Kannada, trained literacy teachers, and a translation of a 750-page partial Bible, one-third being Old Testament and two-thirds New Testament. Now, this book is based on both our personal experience and that of our colleagues in Brazil who shared this challenging work with us. It grew out of a deep concern for the shocking ignorance about languages, cultures, and the principles and techniques of Bible translation that I encounter everywhere I go in North America, even among highly educated theologians and experienced pastors. Every article in this book was published as a blog post on my blog Insights and Outbursts. After it was, of course, critiqued by my wife Josephine, who is my chief critic, and corrected by my daughter Leanne.
You've been listening to Jack Popchus with an episode of The Why and How of Bible Translation. Jack is a career linguist and translator who worked for many years in both field and executive positions with Wycliffe Bible Translators. For more information about Jack, his work, and his writing, visit the producers page at hopestreamradio.com.